What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are very happy to welcome a new guest to the show. Welcome a new guest to the station. He is the editor of ChiefsOnSI.com. He is our new Chiefs contributor. Joshua Briscoe joins us on the show today. Josh, how are you doing, man?
Carrington, I am fantastic, my friend. I am a little bit bittersweet, though, after hearing that Hollywood rejoin. I've been thinking about him a lot the last couple of days. That's the only drawback to otherwise a very good day. Very excited to get to talk to you.
So, Josh, we need you to come in and break the tie. I am excited about Carson Steele with some tempered expectations. We went through some of the number one backs that the Chiefs have had over the course of the last 12 years. Spencer Ware led this team in rushing yards. Mm-hmm. Damian Williams led this team in rushing yards. Charcandrick West led this team in rushing yards. I'm not asking Carson Steele to run for 1,000 yards this season. Let's say that he has to play for 12 games. Can he run for 700 yards this year? And then can you piece it together with a Kareem Hunt? Can you piece it together with Samaje Perine? Can you scheme up some things for Xavier Worthy? Obviously, this is going to be a downgrade not having Isaiah Pacheco, but if there is a team and a coach that I think can scheme up some rushing yards and still maintain that balance, I think it's Andy Reid.
Yeah, no, I absolutely think that that's the right place to start. The issue is that it makes things a little bit harder. And that's also what's happening when you lose Hollywood, right? Like, I think if we would have seen 4 or 5 weeks of Hollywood Brown in this offense and then he would have been lost for the year, I think there would have been weeping and gnashing of teeth because you would have seen what it looked like with everybody at full strength. With Pacheco, I do think this team and really a lot of functional NFL teams are built to withstand a ding to their number one running back. It's kind of the nature of the modern NFL. We've seen it change a little bit. Obviously, the passing game around the league has been pretty down these first 2 weeks. They can definitely weather that storm, but I do wonder how many different places in this offense have a degree of difficulty increase and then still have the offense look, I don't know, not painful as it did for so much of the game against the Bengals. A lot of that was good, was because of a rookie left tackle and a great pass rusher. That, to me, it's not even really just about the running game or just about Pacheco. It's about how this thing could snowball and who's able to stop it in this offense right now.
Josh, which one do you think is a bigger loss for the offense, not having Hollywood Brown or not having Isaiah Pacheco?
Yeah, I think it's Hollywood. I think Hollywood is a bigger loss than Pacheco at this point because it damages so much of what I think the preseason process was going to be about, right? Where Hollywood makes everything easier on behalf of stepping in for Justin Watson. Right now, this offense, even without Pacheco, I guess even more so, this offense is swapping out rookie Xavier Worthy for Marquez Valdez-Scantling last year. I mean, you get an extra year of Rashee Rice. He's obviously in year two, and you're seeing him get a little more comfortable. He's taking steps. But the receiver room looks thin now after the guy who I really thought was going to be this team's number one wide receiver. No disrespect to Rashee Rice, but the way he was going to get used, I had huge expectations for Hollywood. That's a bigger loss to me.
Right now, we're talking to Joshua Briscoe. He is the editor of SI Chiefs. He is our new Chiefs contributor here on 96.5 The Fan. What has been your biggest takeaway from the Chiefs after watching the first two home games?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a little bit prisoner of the moment, I guess, but we knew it going into week two, and we knew it coming into the season. Can this offense withstand the learning curve for Kingsley right now? I think that's the biggest question, making it the takeaway in week two, was they really couldn't. I mean, by the end, you end up pulling in for Wanya Morris, and that ends up being fine, although Wanya had a penalty that almost set him back again. Anyway, it did set him back, almost cost him a chance to have that game-winning field goal. It's hard for me to get past at this point. Again, I know I'm repeating myself from the very, very top, but the places where this offense is looking like it's still struggling to find its footing, it's very early. I do not think 2 weeks of this is going to mean 18 weeks of this and going into the playoffs. I think we'll see some growth, but it's hard for me to overlook that because I thought that was going to be – we've seen this team overcome difficult offensive weeks and months and so much of last season, and they still go on to win the Super Bowl. Of course, that's still on the table. Of course, I think they should still be the favorite, but I thought we were going to see a few things get smoothed out a little bit, and in large part by the loss of Hollywood and by the experiment at left tackle, which I'm still leaning towards Kingsley being the guy on Sunday night, for whatever that's worth. Right now, there have been those bumps that have kept things from looking smooth on the offensive side. Defensive side also has all sorts of pros and cons, but that's my first one for sure.
I think there's one part with the offense that you didn't bring up, and I'm not sure Chiefs fans are ready to have that conversation. Isn't this offense kind of predicated on Travis Kelce being Travis Kelce? And if he just had the worst two-game stretch that he's had at any point in his career, I mean, having the best tight end in the National Football League should smooth over a lot of those issues, but he has been a non-factor in their two wins.
Yeah, our dear friend Nate Taylor said yesterday, doing Only Weird Games, he said he doesn't think Travis Kelce's run a real route yet this season. I think he may be, you know, Nate, he may be exaggerating just a smidge for dramatic effect. That's a pretty Nate thing to do. But ultimately, there's a little bit to that, and the reason that I'm not panicking about Travis Kelce, you're certainly right to bring him up in the box score we've seen, even as we saw plays get called back for these first 2 weeks that would have bolstered that box score a little bit. He has played so many snaps. I'm choosing to see that as a relative positive at this point because it's not a physical limitation. It's not, like, you know, keeping him off the field right now. It's like 91% of the snaps, I think, against the Bengals. The fact is he continues to be the focal point in this offense, even as Rashee Rice showed his ceiling, I think, in week one. You see him actually stretch the field down the sideline in week two. I wonder if teams will begin to shift that focus. It's another consequence of not having Hollywood out there, though, where you can still key in on Kelce. I do think there's something to that, though. The fact that he's not living open and finding all these easy spots in the zone, that's part of it. The other thing is so much of the Mahomes-Kelce connection is one Mississippi, two Mississippi, where's Travis Kelce? And there was no two Mississippi against Cincy, at least in the second half, because it was one Mississippi, here's Trey Hendrickson. And I do think that also has something to do with that disconnect.
Right now, we're talking to Josh Briscoe. He's joining us on the show. He is our new Chiefs insider. Happy to have him with us for this football season. Josh, which team do you think is maybe more likely to turn things around the second half of the season? Do you think it's the Ravens or the Bengals?
Well, that's a good question. The Ravens have such a familiar set of issues, and it feels like they're not going to be able to really prove anything until January. I think we saw such a diminished version of the Cincy offense in particular with no T. Higgins and this version of Ja'Marr Chase. I don't know that this version of Ja'Marr Chase is going to change until he gets paid. Like, that's going to change in season. I think I'll lean towards Cincy being the slightly steeper climb because weirdly, I have a little bit less excitement about where their quarterback is, but he has better surroundings right now. I think the Ravens are going to be a good regular season team again and probably pull off a very similar act to what we've seen in the playoffs before, where some of the magic Lamar can make doesn't seem to translate to January. I know that's kind of a cliche, but when it's on tape, three or four postseasons, I think you start to see the trend as more of their identity than just a whole bunch of accidents. I don't think Derrick Henry is solving any of their problems, but I think right now I'd lean Baltimore is still a slightly better football team all around, but I'm frankly not super worried about either of those teams, despite the fact that both of them made things stressful against Kansas City.
We mentioned it a little bit earlier when talking about the run game and Carson Steele. We didn't talk specifically about Kareem Hunt. That's my fault there. What is your expectation for Kareem Hunt? He is now back into this offense, because yesterday we had on a couple of different guys from Cleveland, and the way that they describe what his role should be on this team leaves me to be optimistic. If he is going to be your short yardage guy and your third down back, I think that's a role that he can still be suited for. I don't think that he's going to be a guy that you're going to give 8 to 12 carries to. He's not that kind of back anymore. But if you're telling me that Carson Steele's the guy that gets those 8 to 12 touches, a guy like Kareem Hunt gets 4 or 5 touches, and you throw it a little bit out of the backfield to Samaje Perine, you can make that work.
Yeah, I think committee is going to be the name of the game regardless while Pacheco was out, which is crazy considering how the Chiefs handled their running back room throughout the preseason and offseason. It was Pacheco, and then we'll figure it out. Of course, Clyde was in the mix for some of that. Maybe he will be later on in the year. We'll see there. But I think tempered expectations, but some expectations are reasonable for Hunt, kind of in that mindset, where there are some things that he should be able to do. And Andy Reid mentioned today that he had that Hunt had sports hernia surgery before last season. He thought maybe that impacted his play. I didn't know that. I don't know if that was public knowledge. I don't think it was. Again, at least didn't ever make it to me here in Kansas City, because I didn't think for a second that we'd be talking about a Kareem Hunt reunion at any point in the future. But here we are. I do think there's a chance that he has enough juice in the tank to be useful. I would be very surprised if he has a 15 carry day in 3 or 4 weeks from now. But I do think that if you can have the youth and with the positives and negatives that come with that for Carson Steele, where you have the fresh legs, but you also have a guy that's still pretty fresh in this offense. The crazy thing, Carrington, is that Carson Steele is the veteran in this offense right now, as opposed to Samaje Perine, who got here 45 minutes ago, and Kareem Hunt, who literally was official like 3 hours ago. So it is a weird, disjointed group that I think has potential to be totally competent, but with as many little disjointed things and the pass protection and worrying about the left tackle, I am at least a little bit concerned about there being stability from those three. I think that needs to be the goal right now.
I'll get you out of here with this last question. You are going to get the absolute best version of either one of these backs. Who is the better running back? Is it Larry Johnson or Kareem Hunt?
Ooh, if you're putting him in Andy Reid's office, you're giving him to me now. I think it's probably Kareem Hunt. I thought you were going to give me a Jamal Charles tee up. I saw the video you guys put out yesterday, I think, about like add any running back to this group. And I just wanted to talk about Jamal Charles. But I think I'll take Kareem Hunt over Larry Johnson, given the opportunity.
That is our guy, Joshua Briscoe, joining us on the show. You will hear him every Wednesday on our show. He's the editor of Sports Illustrated, the Chiefs division. He is going to be our Chiefs contributor this season. Josh, man, we appreciate you, man. Happy to have you on the team.
Hey, I'm excited to talk to you next week. Hopefully it's a little less stressful, but I wouldn't bet on it.
That is our guy, Joshua Briscoe.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.